Mr. Talk is in the house. That's right. Oh, my goodness. It's been a minute, y'all. It's been a minute, but I am back. Woo! That's all I'm going to say right now. Woo! All right. All right. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And y'all, guess what? I got a sponsor. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. And, hey, man, that's a great site. So that's our sponsor, man. And we glad they are all aboard. Hey, man, how y'all doing? It's been a whole 30 days plus. And, man, I'm telling you, I hope y'all miss me because I missed y'all too. Divine Design, hey, darling. You remember that from the other day? I told you it was me. All right. That's right, man. I'm telling you, I'm back. Then we got guest 900 in the chat room. Welcome to the show. We got the anonymous 111 up looking at me already. I'm telling you, man, we ready to get busy up in here. So I hope y'all ready. I want to first, before I get in, go any further into anything I'm about to say, I want to give shout outs and a big thank you to Cloud Nation Radio for stepping in and holding the show down for me while I was on my little sabbatical. I think he did an excellent job, and I want to show him some love over the air, you know, and we've talked already, so, you know, he's got some time off now, and, you know, he earned it, so I'm not mad at him at all. That's right, I'm not mad at him at all, because he did outstanding job, that's for sure. All right, so what's been happening with y'all out there, man? I'm telling you, I'm back, and I got some songs for you, and I got a lot of things I want to talk about today because, you know, after being gone a month, so much has happened. I couldn't get on there and talk about, well, you know what? Today is my day because I got so much to talk about. So I hope y'all bear with me because, you know, sometimes I get to rambling and rocking and rolling and forget. So, yeah, that's why it's Check It Out Third Monday. Yeah, that's right. Check it out Monday because we ready to do some things up in here. And if you're not ready to do some things, hey, well, I don't know. You may be in the wrong place today. That's right. If you're coming up in here thinking you're going to be playing some super games, you're in the wrong place today. If you're coming up here thinking you're going to cause some chaos, you were in the wrong place today. That's right. Woo! That's right, Mr. Talk is in the house. All right, man, I tell you. So, what has been going on in our great world? You know, there's so much going on out there. It's really, really hard to keep up with. It really is. You know, between wars on foreign soil, you know, the ones that we are a part of, the ones that we are secretly a part of, and the ones we just trying to stay out of because we're secretly a part of those too. Did that make any sense? For me, it did anyway. And then we have these great television shows that are just popping up all over the place. And it's amazing because although they're supposed to be quote-unquote entertainment, you know, they actually have a certain truth to them, you know, futuristic type of thing. Not that we're not there now, but where we may have been and where we may be going. So we're going to talk a little bit about that also. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk about this Ebola thing because that was I got my thoughts on that also. So we're going to get that in also. And Stephen A. Smith, you know, I we're going to discuss his comments as well because I know I'm probably going to make somebody mad already right off the bat, but oh well, because I'm just going to put it out like this. The statement he made was a very true statement. And for those that were upset by what he said, they really didn't listen or they're not living in a real world. Oh, well, we're not going to say they're not living in a real world, but maybe they were not, they haven't been exposed to certain lifestyles or things of that nature. So with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about Stephen A. Smith's comments as well. So that's what we got on tap today here on Let's Talk. And once again, I am Mr. Talking. Yes, I am back. And I'm going to show some love to my co-host who has the day off, Cloud Nation Radio. Thank you, brother. Love, much love, much love, much love. You did an outstanding job. All right. So before we get kicking and going and rocking and rolling, it's that time, y'all. It's that time. It's that time for the song of the day. And, yeah, y'all know I'm not coming back. I'm not going to come back with no slow, mellow type of stuff. We're going to kick it off with some Zapp and Roger, baby. I'll see y'all in a few. Enjoy.
Don't go, 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 don
That's right, y'all. We kicking it off with some Roger and Zapp. Undo Why Diddy. That's what I'm talking about. And that was your song of the day. Woo! That's right, man. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling pretty good right about now. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Audible.com. I am Mr. Talk, and if you want to participate on the show today, that's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. You can email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, and you can also join us in our chat room where the conversation is always off the chain. And just get there by www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, and you can join the conversation there. You can also just come in as a guest. However, if you come in as a guest, you do not have certain privileges like commenting on things that are placed in the chat room. So I suggest you come on in as whoever, you know, come on so you participate in the chat room and the show as well, because we welcome everyone. We welcome everyone's comments and opinions. We really do. That's what this show is about. That's what Mr. Talk is about. But let's be honest, and I'm going to be fair with you. Number one, we don't do any personal attacking on the show. We do not use the B word, the N word, the H word, the O word, whatever word is disrespectful and disrespectful, period. All right? We don't do that here on Let's Talk. I'm just going to put it out there. We don't do it. We're not going to do it. Okay? Also, I don't know. I forgot, y'all. I've been away so long, I forgot my own rules. The rules are, when you call in, act like an adult. That's the rules, okay? Don't be coming in here trying to antagonize anyone. Don't be coming here trying to start any chaos. We don't do the BTR drama. So if you're having a problem with somebody else on somebody else's show, don't bring it here to Let's Talk. We don't do that here, okay? So I'm just putting it all out there to you because that's the way we roll here on Let's Talk. This is an adult show, and we try and conduct ourselves that way. Now, of course, we do understand that there are those out there that will try certain things, you know, see how far they can go. The regulars already know I have certain things that I have in place to handle that. And here's one of them. Just so that's right. If y'all notice, that shotgun got a little louder, huh? I don't know. But, you know, that's how we handle some things. So that's what we got going on. You know? So I'm just putting it out there so everybody be aware of the way we expect you to act when you come on this show. All right. Shout-outs. Many of the writers in the house. Divine Design Darling. We got guest 1441, guest 950, and we got Robert Redwine. Okay, that's a good one. That's a new one for me. All right, well, welcome to the show, y'all, and I hope y'all enjoy it. And let's get things kicking. All right. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, and I'll tell you, this right here, man, is just amazing. I'm not gonna even lie to you. This here is so amazing. I cannot believe that these idiots actually went along with this once again. GOP-led House authorizes lawsuit against Obama. Okay, we're gonna say the president. Okay, but Obama. Now, the Republican-led House approved a resolution on Wednesday authorizing Speaker John Boehner to sue President Barack Obama over claims he abused his powers at the expense of Congress and the Constitution. The vote was 225 to 221. Here it is. Republicans argue Obama's executive orders in a number of areas were unlawful because it's the job of Congress to make or change laws, but they believe his handling of the Affordable Care Act gives them the best chance at approving their case and are basing suit on that issue. Are you kidding me? Are we back to this again? You know, I think what this Congress has spent so much of our tax dollars and time and energy on this Affordable Care Act. What, they tried, what, over 40-something times to actually repeal this thing on law? Now, this thing has been in front of Supreme Court. Recently, two separate judges Two separate judges were talking, ruled differently on a part of the Affordable Care Act. Now we have these idiots that makes four times the normal person's salary wanting to sue the president. Now, are they going to go ahead and do it with their own money? Or once again, are we, the taxpayers, going to have to foot the bill? I guarantee it's going to be the second part of that. Why? Why are we even going through this once again? Why? This Congress, and I'm being honest with you, this Congress, I don't care whether it's the Democrats, the Republicans, they have not earned a penny of what they take home. This whole thing, nothing. Because what have we gotten? What have they gotten done? Not a freaking thing. Nothing. But they have time to constantly attack the Affordable Care Act. They have time to constantly attack the president. They have time to constantly strut around with their chest out when they think they have accomplished something. But they haven't accomplished anything, people. Nothing. And here's a prime example. Now they want to sue someone. Now, let's be honest. Number one, what judge in their right mind going to go sit down here and listen to this, especially against a sitting president? Number two, how long do you think this is going to go to take before it gets to trial? All them, the president Obama be out of office and back in Thailand or wherever he come from, Hawaii. You know, most of them be walking with canes. All right, why are we even going through this? Oh, I know. It's the symbolic message that it sends. And what is that message? Congress is full of crap. That is the message that it sends to the average Joe. Now, this is just my theory. Let me go on and say that. You know, this is my theory. That's what I believe, and that's what I have been saying for a long time. Okay? It's dumb. It's dumb. You know, first, and you know what? Here's the other thing. You know, at a long time, it was impeachment. Let's impeach him. Well, you know what? Now they're backed away from that. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they'd come up again with the Affordable Care Act topic? Midterm elections are coming up. That's why. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, because hopefully whoever's going to vote has a little knowledge and won't go for the name you know again. But then again, the way our American citizens are, you know, nothing is going to change too much. I'm just going to put it on out there like that. Nothing too much is going to change. Is that my fault? No, is that your fault? Only if you're not aware of what's really going on. That would be the problem, okay? So I just wanted to mention that real fast because I really thought that was something really, as we can say, dumb. You know, Woo, Lord have mercy. I mean, good Lord. Mm-mm-mm. But anyway, so that's what's going on there. Now, here's something else I wanted to talk about. And before I do, let me bring Michael on board because he wanted to talk about this situation here. So before I go and get into it, let me bring Mr. Michael aboard, better known as All Facts. What's going on, All Facts? How you doing today, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up, all right?
All right, nothing, man.
All right, y'all.
Yeah, call me all kind of different names. You can call me Ralph, you can call me Bob, you can call me Joe, but just don't call me y'all know what you're doing.
Yeah, they heard them rules. They heard those rules. You wait, yeah. You laid down in law.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Stephen A. Smith, his comment. If for those that don't know, Stephen A. Smith was suspended for 1 week by ESPN for some comments he made in regarding to Ray Rice's two-game suspension for domestic violence. I don't know how many of y'all have heard what he actually said, but you know me, Mr. Talk, I always come up for you. I got the clip right here, and we're going to play it for about 2 minutes, then we're going to come back and we're going to discuss this, because I have some very strong feelings about this thing right here. So, some strong feelings. So, before...
Don't hurt nobody now. Don't hurt them.
Before we get to it, let's go on to play this clip, man. I'll see y'all back in 2 minutes.
About you. And here's what I mean by that. We keep talking about the guys. We know you have no business putting your hands on a woman. I don't know how many times I got to reiterate that. But as a man who was raised by women, see, I know what I'm going to do if somebody touches a female member of my family. I know what I'm going to do. I know what my boys are going to do. I know what I'm going to have to remind myself that I work for the worldwide leader. I'm going to have to get law enforcement officials involved because of what I'm going to be tempted to do. But what I've tried to employ the female members of my family, some of whom you all met and talked to and what have you, is that, again, and this is what I've done this all my life, let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions. Because if I come, or somebody else come, whether it's law enforcement officials, your brother, or the fellas that you know, if we come after somebody has put their hands on you, it doesn't negate the fact that they already put their hands on you. So let's try to make sure that we can do our part in making sure that that doesn't happen. Now, you got some dudes that are just horrible, and they're going to do it anyway. And there's never an excuse to put your hands on a woman. But domestic violence or whatever the case may be, with men putting their hands on women, is obviously a very real, real issue in our society. And I think that just talking about what guys shouldn't do, we got to also make sure that you can do your part to do whatever you can do to try to make sure it doesn't happen. We know they're wrong. We know they're criminal. We know they probably deserve to be in jail. In Ray Rice's case, he probably deserves more than the 2-game suspension, which we both acknowledge. But at the same time, we also have to make sure that we learn as much as we can about elements of provocation. Not that there's real provocation, but the elements of provocation, you got to make sure that you address it, because what we've got to do is do what we can to try to prevent the situations from happening in any way. And I don't think that's broached enough, is all I'm saying. Nope.
All right, y'all. And that was the statement right there. That was the statement that Stephen A. Smith made that eventually got him a week-long suspension, from the show. Now, actually, this man, I mean, he's outspoken. Yes, he is. And we all, some of us that follow sports, we know that he's very outspoken and he speaks his mind. And you can't, Stephen A. Smith is one of those guys, you're not going to agree with everything he says. You're not. But in this scenario right here, in this instance, Stephen A. Smith did not, I will repeat, did not say anything wrong. Stephen A. Smith said basically that if we teach our young ladies growing up to avoid situations like that, because we really all don't know what happened with Ray Rice and his girlfriend in that elevator. Only thing we saw was him pulling her out of the elevator. And I'm not condoning domestic violence, but men, we know, and even there are some women out there that will tell you, they will do everything they can to provoke a man to hit them. It's there. So what Stephen A. Smith was saying is, let's teach our women to, number one, from a young age, not to even put themselves in that type of scenario. Don't get to the point to where you want to challenge not just a man, but anybody. If we start teaching that young, then a lot of this domestic violence stuff will not happen. Now, let's say, but here's a prime example of a woman jumping on a man. Y'all remember Jay-Z, Solange, and Beyonce in the elevator? Y'all remember that? There wasn't much noise raised about that after a little while, was it? Nobody said anything about that. And then you can actually see she went at Jay-Z. Now, I'm not a Jay-Z fan. I can't stand it. I'm not a fan. But that, see, and that is where the hypocritical, the side of the house jumps in. Because if a man says something or does it, it's a problem. But if you see this woman jumped on that man, Ben Solange and Jay-Z, and his wife, Beyonce, just stood there, number one, which was very interesting. But there's a double standard here. And we need, let me say that again, we need to get rid of that and uphold everyone to a certain standard. Now, everybody has a problem because Ray Rice only got a 2-game suspension. Well, what did Solange get for attacking Jay-Z? Can anybody tell me? You know what she got? Notoriety, more publicity, and which is going to lead to what? More money. She ain't get suspended on nothing. Ain't nobody say, well, you can't go do no concerts for 2 months. Did anybody tell her that? No. I know I'm pissing some of y'all off, but it's okay. Because I'm just telling you as I see it. Stephen A. Smith had a right to say what he said. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't off base or whatever you want to call it. He said it the way it needed to be said. Now, for those that don't know, the backstory of that is the reason why he ended up being suspended because there were some female employees of ESPN that complained. Now, so that is why ESPN caved in and suspended him for a week. And I think it was wrong. That's all. I'm just going to put it out there. I think it was wrong. And he shouldn't have been suspended. All right, so that's my take on that situation. Now, we have Mike on the line. I see we have someone else with their hands raised also. So, Michael, would you like to go ahead or you want to bring the other call in?
Bring the other call in. I'll be at the other call.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Area code 708, welcome to the show. What you got for me?
Hey, how's it going? It's Chris.
What's up?
All right. I just wanted to say real quick, and what Michael had to say is that I don't think what Stephen A. Smith said was wrong. You know, he didn't do any wrong. And I really think that on top of that, this has been something in the making for a long time. ESPN and others behind the camera have been trying to find something to get rid of him anyway, I think. So this was just a good reason. Oh, that's why we need to. You hear what he said? Let's get rid of him for that. They've been trying to get rid of him for years.
You know what? I can agree with that because he is known, you know, in the in media circles as a very outspoken commentator. But what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? We supposed to live in a country where free speech is the key. It's a part of your civil liberty, civil rights. You know. But now he can't say anything like that because we may offend someone. Once again, the pussification of the United States is at hand. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, see, let's talk about Stephen A. Smith before we get into the topic. Stephen A. Smith has said these things before, didn't get in trouble. Before you played that clip, that's the first time I heard it in its entirety, I've heard him make statements like that before, when he was talking about Ocho Cinco and his situation, and his show Front Take, there they talk about sports, but they can get political and social a little bit. They thought, you know, it's a variety of things that they talk about because sports players go through social issues. So his opinion has been out there. Now, for this to come up now, I laugh at it because it's suspension with pay. So basically, they're trying to say, be quiet and shut your mouth up. But I think, just like you said, there had to be some employees, his fellow employees, you know, got mad and was aggressive about women have a lot of power. When I first start calling your show, you guys, Mr. Solution, you guys were saying how women do have a lot of power. I'm doing research on how blacks are not in technology.
the low numbers what we have. And every graph I hear, they still have a lot of still white females in technology companies. So, I mean, and it's not about that's the race, but I'm just talking about the power inside that business, the voice that people have. Women have a lot of power when it comes to politically. And I think it's unfair. I think the baseline, what he was saying is no one should put their hands on anyone. It should be that baseline. Now, after that, I think he was coming from what I think that is logical. If you say a man is physically stronger than you and a man should not hit a woman, therefore, logically, if a woman knows that, she should not hit a man. I think it comes down to when they say a woman is more emotional than a man. That woman can get emotional and a man does something and she can just get mad, so emotional, and just slap him because she's a woman and he can't do that. No, stop that. That man has emotions too. See, that's a false concept that we have. So the baseline, no one puts their hands on anyone. Women, well, you keep your hands to yourself. Man, you keep your hands to them. After that, then things get gray area. I heard a story. I'll be quiet. I heard a 65-year-old man told me one time. He said, hey, my family betrayed me. My daughter's boyfriend put his hands on my daughter, sent her to the hospital. He went over there, and he half near killed a guy, almost killed him for his daughter. The family turned his back and locked him up and came and chased him. He spent 10 years. So I understand that we may do things, but you don't know how it's going to turn out when you whip that ass. So us men, it's a tough situation. Baseline, no one put their hands on anybody.
You know what, though?
On anyone, I'm sorry.
I mean, you said you whipped that ass. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that one, but hopefully.
Oh, no, but no. Wait,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I understand
what you're saying. So it's tough. So,
yeah.
Right.
I understand
so it's
what
tough.
You're saying. I do. Go ahead, Chris. I heard you.
I want to say ahead. For the record, too, because we're talking about, I want to say something from how I feel. There might be some women coming on here that might feel differently or agree with me, or you should maybe ask. So, but if a woman hit me, I'm going to knock her out just as hard as she hit me. That's just where I'm coming from. Y'all both might think differently, but she hit me, I think she deserved to get hit back. Okay, y'all go ahead.
All right. Now, that is a very interesting statement there. And look, it's like this. You know, I've often said it, and I tell my son this also, there are some women out there that are aggressive towards men. It could be a cultural thing or just ignorance about the putting your hands on individuals. But whatever it is, it's like this. And I'm going to say it just like I teach my son. Son, do not hit a woman. Okay, I tell them, do not hit a woman unless, now here is where, some people say, well, you shouldn't do it at all. And women, I'm not advocating or condoning violence against women, and men, I'm not condoning violence against you either, because that's not what I'm stand for. However, I am making this point that if your life is in danger, then you do what you have to do to get out of that situation. If it calls for knocking one or the other out, then I suggest that's what you do. As far as arguments or disagreements, as we like to say now in this politically correct world, there should never, ever be where hands become involved in it unless you finish with the discussion and you're walking down the street with the hands making up, then yes. But as far as physically punching someone it shouldn't be. I'm just going to put it out there for the men or the women. Now, statistics show that there are more men being abused than women. However, because of the stigma that I am a man, okay, that shouldn't happen to me. It's not being reported. So only thing we hear about is the women. Now, going back, bringing it all back in to what I was saying, Solange attacked Jay-Z. You know, that was made a big thing. It wasn't a big thing because she attacked him. You know what the reason why it made the news? Because it was Jay-Z. That's why it made the news. If it wasn't Jay-Z or Beyonce, no, it wouldn't have made the news at all. Why did Ray Rice, why is everybody on Ray Rice? Because he's an NFL football player, number one. So he's supposed to be all fit, and they show him dragging her out of an elevator. Like I said, we have no idea what took place within the elevator.
Now, in Ray Rice's case, I'm sorry, Mr. Todd, I thought you was finished.
Oh, I'm about to finish here in a minute. Now, and you know, we know that women, those of you out there listening, you're more than welcome to come in, call in, and give us your opinion also, 347-838-8622, because I want to hear from you on this one. But we do know women have that power, and that's what I'm going to call it, power, and they know how to push certain buttons. They can push buttons to where they know how to get under your skin. You know, now how you know how patient you are with that, I guess, depends on who you are. Or do you realize that's what's going on? And men, we do it too when we want to. But in the overview and everything, you know, relationships shouldn't be like that at all, whether you're rich, poor, or whatever. Okay, go ahead, Michael. I'm through now.
Yeah, the Ray Rice situation, they had video tape of the fight at the casino before the elevator. But notice they did not release the actual footage. And I don't think, you know, I think they probably, you know, the courts had said, you know, we're not going to release it to the public. So they pick and choose what they want to release. They didn't show the, you know, Ray Rice actually hitting his wife. And I'm glad everything is settled. I'm glad they, you know, that they're going forward. No one can't put their hands on anybody. So when we're talking about this and the Jay-Z situation, when I look at that situation, I think Beyonce should have stepped in and stopped her sister. If Beyonce knows that Jay-Z should not put his hands on her sister, and her sister is physically hitting him, despite what it is, no, you're not going to be physically hurting anybody. People look at that and says, oh, she's a woman. Women are just like that. He must have said something, and she just had to hit him. No, that's the wrong concept, because that man could say, that woman can say something, and then that man can say, you know, he gets emotion, and then he decides to slap her. So you can't have it. So that unbalance that we have when we say women are more emotional, which is a lie, it plays out in our society and our politics. So, I mean, everyone gets emotional. So, of course, you know, it is what it is. I think Jay-Z may have, you know, understood what Ray Rice went through in the elevator. So that's probably, you know, why he didn't haul off and hit her. I don't know. I'm just joking about that. But I don't know.
Okay.
Let's really look at that situation.
She should have stepped in. Beyonce should have stepped in.
Mike, here it is. You got this big old bodyguard, whatever he was, holding her, and she's still squirming trying to get at Jay-Z. You understand?
Right.
I agree. Right. I think Beyonce should have done something, you know, besides just standing wide-eyed. But, go ahead, Chris. I hear you.
This is the part, because I was sitting there on the couch one day, fresh the day after it happened, with my lady on the couch. And she made a comment, and I made a comment that I saw was, okay, man and woman, you know, this woman, whoever it is, I forgot that Beyonce had a sister. This woman is attacking Jay-Z. She's swinging. All right, whatever. She ain't up but 43 pounds soaking wet. Here I am, Jay-Z, 220 at the most, 6 feet. Whatever, girl, gone. And he was swinging his arm, gone somewhere. But what if that was me and I would have knocked her out and put her to sleep was, if y'all watched the tape, she spit on him. I don't know.
She sure did.
She spit on him. Y'all didn't say that?
Wow.
A lot of people didn't see that. What my lady saw was Beyonce didn't jump in. Now, she has a sister. She said, look, sister, that's my sister, but you attacking my man, we got an issue.
Exactly.
And that's
how you put a stamp
on. We both didn't
right.
see Beyonce do stand in. She was like playing cheerleader. What's up with this bodyguard? From what I hear, friends of friends of friends who know Jay-Z and Beyonce of friends, this bodyguard is more of a protector of Beyonce than Jay-Z. Now, this was Jay-Z's bodyguard. The bodyguard is much closer to Beyonce than you know.
Jay-Z's smart, though. He's smart.
Yeah, he is. But I didn't like that because, see, when I seen her spit on him,
because he knew them cameras, yo. It might have been different if them cameras wasn't on. He thought about them cameras.
Yeah.
You already know. So, right. You know
when
what I mean?
He's got to be smart. When I seen her spit on him, I even felt that. I clenched my fist and shrugged my shoulder like I'm trying to swing on her. I was like, don't you think?
Wow. Really? Oh my goodness!
Yes.
You know, but I did see that. You know, and the only thing I can say, that's why we just can't get nowhere because we fighting our dang on selves. You know, they supposed to be related. You know, and they, wow. You know, I mean, there has been all type of different rumors why, you know, that altercation happened. But the bottom line is, you know, she should have left that alone. I see I got somebody else with their hands up.
Okay, real quick. What if Jay-Z, hypothetically speaking, said, okay, shut up, B, and called her B, and then she act like that? Do you think that's justified for her to do that? Because some people are saying that he must have did something or said something or looked at another woman. This is what you hear out there for her to act. I'm saying there is no reason for her to act like that. And in our society, this is what happened, Mr. Tarr.
I agree with you 100%.
Chicks spit on me, though, yo.
You know, I agree with you. And then, here's another dynamic that we're not looking at. You know, how much alcohol played into that scenario itself. You know, because they had these big award shows, so you know they getting their drink on. You know, so maybe where cooler.
A lot of people drink and say things, but when you start swinging and hitting, that's a whole other level. When you get drunk, you can say a whole lot of things.
You have those out there that do that, Michael. You have the. It happens every week in a club around your way, around my way.
Listen,
you know, they get that alcohol, which my great grandfather used to call liquid courage. You know, and then they go on the world.
There's a difference between somebody getting drunk and stripping butt naked than someone getting drunk and want to fight. That's all I'm saying, Mr. Talk.
All right. I'm not even going there with you, Michael. Let me bring this other call in because you'd have went to the wrong side of the house with that one. All right. Let's see. 111, welcome to Let's Talk. You on the air with Mr. Talk. What you got for me?
Hello, Mr. Talk. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Mace, and glad to be back.
And I miss your friend, too, your co-host. He was
good. Okay. I know you was.
I say, if you're going to hit somebody, they should hit you back because you don't have no business putting your hand on nobody, man or woman. That's the way I see it. Let somebody hit me. Man or woman, they're going to get hit back.
They're going to get hit back.
That's right. He's always taught, keep your hands to yourself.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And what's in your mouth?
Hey.
Mouth has nothing to do with it. Keep your hands to yourself.
Your hands
Bruce never hurt no one, but a leak will. So if you hit somebody, expect to get hit back. From some women. Yes, because some of them too scared to hit back.
Well.
So they see if they hit back, either way, you wouldn't have some of the problems that you see today. They beat them down.
So.
And that's the way it goes.
Wow. Really, Maze.
Really.
So that's what I say.
Words don't hurt.
All right. Let me clarify this. So if a woman hits a man, you're saying the man has the right to beat her down and vice versa.
He has the right to hit her back. If she slap him, slap him back. If he knock her out and she wake up, she need to knock him back out. Vice versa. That's the way I see it.
But, Maze, let me ask you this question. What is that going to solve? What does that solve?
It'll teach him to keep his hand to himself because you got a lot of bullies because you have people that won't strike back.
Okay,
and they get
but
beat up over and over and over again. And if the first time you don't let them get away with it, you don't have to worry about it the second time.
Well, can I add something,
Mace? You can't pay no woman to hit my son, and you can't pay no man to hit my daughter. Because if they do, they're going to get hit back.
Well, okay. You know, I kind of agree. Hold on. I got you, Michael. But, you know, I got to add this. I'm kind of like with Stephen A. Smith. If I get wind of it, I already know what I'm going to do. I already know what my brother going to do. I already know what my uncle's going to do. You understand? So if you can avoid it, let's avoid it. But Maze, I don't know. You sound like you inviting a war. You know,
no, you don't invite no war. You don't give your hands to yourself. You don't have to worry about getting hit.
But see, that's
I got a niece now. I wish she'll, the mess that keep hitting on her, I wish she'll beat his, bust his knees up, and she won't have to worry about him hitting her no more. But I'm not going to do nothing about it.
You have those out there that thrive on that type of situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's feeding into their appetite for that type of action. Because a lot of them say the sex is good after a good fight.
Or whatever. But no, if you keep your hand to yourself, you can talk all day long, but keep your hands in your pocket or on your
all
head.
Right. All right, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Michael. I got you.
Well, see, Mace, this is real society, and you're saying that. But we have legislation called the Violence Against Women's Act. It says the violence against women. The society, I agree 100%. See, I mean, what does a man do? He says, woman, I want you to leave my house, and she doesn't leave. Well, if he picks her up and, you know, throws her out in front of the door, she's going to say, hit me, touch, what? If he calls the police, people going to say, oh, you're a wimp, never get the police involved. Men is in a tough situation when it comes to domestic issues. And I'm saying this, if it gets violent in the approach and the relationships get like that, it's time to move on. People should know that. So I think that we shouldn't have this dialogue, keep on having this dialogue. And I think I heard another host says, you know what, ESPN should have kept Stephen A. Smith on, and we can continue about having this dialogue. And then they start bringing the race factor in. And how about black women are, you know, 94% of the time they know their killer. They're, almost seven times more to be in a domestic violence relationship versus other counterparts. So, I'm just saying, this is what they're saying, but I'm just saying we need to start and talk about dialogue. And they're running from the dialogue. They don't want them to talk about men and women issues like we're doing now because people are going to be exposed.
The one that was knocked out in the elevator, she didn't care because she married him.
Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. You know, and that's a great point, May. She married him. You know, whether it was the contract, you know, because he did just the contract.
Right, exactly. And I hope that and
you know,
that happens.
Something. You know, was it something that happened? Yeah, people do go through things. You know, as far as these the other stuff that was mentioned, as far as, you know, statistics and things, you also have to look at the statistic that many of these people do not press charges. So in the same term, you know, they're involved.
But
in
that's the numbers that press charges, though.
Yeah.
The statistics that they're stating are from the court cases.
That's a very small percentage compared to the actual cases that happen. You see, whether it's men or women, you know, they do not press. And why?
Now,
because I love him. And then, you know, you continue on. So, you know, you have to really look at that kind of stuff, huh?
Well, two other points
Hold on.
Go ahead, Mikey, real fast.
Two other points. Yeah, real fast. Now, some women say if I hit a man and he don't hit me back, he a chump. Then he'd be a henpeck. So we gotta face that, too. But see, when you have people that when you do defend your nieces or your sisters, if they go back with the man, what does that say for the ass whipping? The ass whipping didn't do anything. So it starts from that woman. It starts from that relationship. So us men may come and protect. And like you said, when she go back with the guy, then what's that going to do? That's going to make us mad, and it's going to cause conflict. So it's a tough situation, bro.
No, not
Nobody
really.
Put their hands. It is.
No, why? This is why it will not cause conflict.
If she goes back with him, then what are you going to do?
Because if she goes back to him, then you stay out of it from now on. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, so yeah. Y'all going to stay out of it. Okay.
But, yes, but, you stay out of it.
So he
go
can
ahead,
whip my ass all he wants. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Chris. I have a question.
Go ahead, Chris.
I can go back to Walter Payton and his wife. They got into it. He was exposed. It was all over the news. They got into a fight, a little altercation. Dr. J and his wife got into an altercation. He hit the newspapers. It was one big mess. He had to apologize publicly. Warren Moon, he got into it with his wife. He had to apologize. It was all over the news. He had to write letters, take counseling. Scottie Pippen, he got into it with his girlfriend, not wife, I believe, or fiance. It got into the news. Dwayne Wade, it got into the news. Warren Moon, Brett Favre, Steve Urlacher, they had the same situations. Nothing happened. They didn't apologize or nothing. They laughed about it, especially Brett Favre in a 60-minute interview. He laughed about it and said, "We're working it out. Things happen like this." Brett Favre choked his wife. Nothing was said. The story was almost buried. There was nothing said. When African-American or black relationships get into it, it's the worst thing that ever happened ever in history. It's always exposed that way. White people do it, it's a slap on the wrist. And I'm calling it like I said. It is what it is. And this is what happened.
About the Jets incident, Chris, about Brett Favre? You see how quick they let that go? About him trying to arrest that reporter. It was, what, 3 days? They stopped it? It was gone.
They stopped it.
And they had factual evidence, digital evidence, everything. So, I mean, he said it was a prank. He said it was somebody else. He said it wasn't me.
Look, okay.
So it is, this is crazy.
It is what it is. But
media.
Bottom line is,
people never have to apologize for what they do.
You know, here's the bottom line. If you keep your hands to yourself, you don't have to worry about it.
That's
you
right.
Know? I mean, that's that is it.
What if a female that you want to protect put the hands on that man first and he beat her up and you go to protect her? Would you want to find out?
Once again, you just leave it alone. You know, it's certain things that you have to really take a look at and determine, you know, whether it's worth it. That it's worth the energy if it's worth getting involved in. Okay, like we mentioned before, if he done jumped on her multiple times, you and the rest of the men in the family go over there beat him down, and then she jump on y'all because y'all jumped on him, then you leave it alone. And we know.
A man told me that before, man. He'd say he spent 10 years.
Because what's going to happen is one of you individuals in the family, y'all going to catch the case, and believe me, he going to press charges, and she going to be sitting right there in the courtroom when you go down. So if that's the case, you back away, you let the, eventually you pray for it, hopefully things will get better. If not, you did what you had to do. But hello, let me bring Beasley into the mix here real fast. Go ahead, Maze, I hear you.
Yes, just say you were someplace and it's not a lover's quarrel or something, and someone just came up and slapped the dickens out of you. You mean to tell me you just going to walk away and just act like she didn't do it?
Well, before you bring him up.
Number one, I'm not going to let anybody get that close to me that I don't know. I mean,
hold up. Well, Mr. Tarr, there's an old saying, if a woman is with a man, when a man beats her, she likes it. So it is what it is. If she stays with him, she must like it.
You know what, Michael? Here's the thing. There's also experts out there to say that she stays because she's scared. So who's right?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's scared.
I mean, I guess just depends on the culture that you're raised in. Now, I mean, I know where I was raised in, the neighborhood I'm raised in, hey, you know, I know some couples with head to toe. I mean, head, you know, toe to toe. You know, the woman got hers in and the men got their in. At the end of the day, they sitting out on the porch drinking their beer and just laughing and loving and dubbing. you know,
he may be scared to hit her because she got brothers and uncles and stuff.
No. You missed what I said, Michael. They go toe, they went toe to toe. So wasn't nobody scared of hitting anybody.
Right.
And at the end of the day, they sat on the porch, drank their beer, and they did whatever else they did. So, you know, that's what it is. But let me bring Beasley in here and get him his comments on this. All right, Mr. Beasley, you're on the air, sir. Okay, I guess he's not on the air. All righty then. But, yeah, so that is the situation because, you know, I really feel that it's a double standard. Well, we know that, but the thing is, how do we fix it? You know, and we can't as long as, you know, you have things like this going on. But in the bottom line is, Stephen A.
Well, some people say no man, a man should not hit a woman no matter what, and you have fundamental people out there that says that. I mean, they say this publicly. I mean, that's why they said that they got rid of him. Some people have this belief.
Hold on.
No matter what.
Hold on. Let me put it like this. You know, in in the Western society, it says you should not hit a woman. Because in the Arab world, the Muslim world, no, that does not, that is a no-go.
Don't work it out.
They be the Muslim woman.
Yeah, if you know, if she acts up, you know, that's what they do. You know, back in the day growing up, they say check your woman. You know, so.
That's how you solve it is you tell them on the up front. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back either way. And if they know if they put their hand on you, they take the chance of getting popped back, too. That's how you start it.
Oh, okay.
But see, when you start hitting, you open up a can of worms because once you start getting mad, then you're going to start hitting, and you don't want a relationship like that. So the base case, no one put their hands on anybody. And if someone's trying to do that, I mean, you just got to, if they're going to get physical with them, you got to roll out. I mean, that's me personally.
All right, Beasley, you there now?
Yeah, Keith disconnected me. Must not want this. The system's working against me. Doesn't work.
Okay. All right. So what you got for me? See, it hung up on him again. So
he
said
phone messing up.
Yeah, I see. Well, it's not me. It's not me. I think he hanging up on himself. He would just want to blame me. But anyway. But anyway. All right. So we got to take a short break, man, because, you know, I do have sponsors now. And
That's good, bro.
I have to pay bills. So hold on. Let me go and pay some bills. And I'll be back in a few minutes. Here we go.
Let's Talk is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/letstalk, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
All right, man, and that was audibletrials.com. And let me tell you about that, man. That is a very good site, you know, because I'm a part of it also. And you know what's so good about Audible books? You can take them and listen to them anywhere. I mean anywhere. You know, I, you know, for, you know, those of us that's real busy and we like to do a lot of reading or research and thing and things of that nature, you know, you can actually load them onto your iPod, your phones or whatever, man, and have the book in your ear as you're doing certain other things. So you're still getting your reading in, kind of, sort of, but you're still getting your information in. And that's audibletrial.com/letstalk. And if you go there, man, you'll be supporting this show, which I would greatly appreciate. Plus, you get a free book every month, you know, and you get just 30 days. I mean, you get 30 free day trial. So, you know, it's all good, man. So go and check that site out. It's audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right. So y'all gonna help with the show. Let's see, what else we got going on here? You can get me upset over this silly, what? All right, anyway, you know what? This is a new day and new age, and guess what? I ain't got time for it. You know, y'all haven't heard something in a while, because I know Cloud didn't use it, but I'm about to use it right now. Listen to this, y'all.
Bye-bye.
yeah, see? I what's going on. Y'all there, everybody there. You know, that was for somebody else. You know, they playing games. And once again, this is not the game station. That's right, the boss is back. This is not the game station. Okay, anyway, so, you know, Glad to have you back.
I was trying to tell him, I said I wouldn't want to work with you in ranks, but yeah. Glad I had a boss back, man.
All right. All right. So we were discussing Ray Rice and situation, and we're gonna move on from that one. Now, what I also want to talk about is these new shows that's on TV now, on television. I know a lot of y'all don't watch television, but no. I couldn't help it, man, because they got some shows on here that's very, very interesting, and. You know, with this Ebola thing that's going on in Africa, you know, they supposedly have brought or bringing the two Americans back that have contracted it. But when you see them getting out the vehicles, the only thing you see is people in white suits. Did they really come from anywhere? You don't know. But and the reason why I'm mentioning this right now is because there's a show on called The Last Ship, where the scenario is. You know, everybody else in the world has been infected with some type of unknown virus, and this crew on this last battleship are the only ones that haven't been. They have a doctor on there trying to find a cure. So, you know, it's one of those things to where you're like, really? What's really going on? You know what I mean? Is this something that has happened already, or is this something they're trying to tell us? So, you know, they say they've brought both of the so-called victims back. Now, here's my thing.
I had an honorable discharge. Honestly, I had an honorable discharge.
Okay. Well.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on with that, but once again, this is not the place. So,
wow, yep. Man, listen, man, you have advertising. They hating Mr. Todd. They don't want you to be successful.
It's okay.
I mean, this is crazy, man. This is crazy.
Michael,
it's pitiful.
Michael, Mr. Talk is back. Let me handle this, okay? I got it.
Right. Okay.
All right, I got it.
Get into the details.
As I was saying, you know, they brought these two people back, but number one, here's my thing here. You know, it's amazing that this disease has been in Africa before in 1972. Now, 55% of the individuals that have contracted this during this exposure has died, right? But yet you bring these two individuals back, and all of a sudden they're doing well. But there's not supposed to be a cure or anything for this. So now that kind of raises a red flag for me. It really does. Because on one hand, we say there's not a cure. And then on the other hand, there is a way to treat it. So if that's the case, why are so many of our brothers and sisters in Africa dying from this type of thing? Now, I've heard all kind of excuses such as, well, it's the type of meat they're eating and, you know, how they're washing the clothes and they're touching dead bodies and all that good other craziness. But here's another thought. The same place that they're, you know, that had this problem with the anthrax, well, some scientists, you know, forgot the locker lab and the anthrax was missing. These are the same people that are saying, okay, bring them over here to the United States. Is it just me, or does that raise some type of red flag to somebody, especially with a show on right now called The Last Ship, you know, to where they have to go and sneak around to get supplies and things. Is this coincidental, or is this another one of those dry runs just to see how much we as the American public will accept what they tell us? No, are we going to believe our lying eyes, or are we going to believe what we really know? Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Well, you just said
you remember when the congressman said
most of the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
You just said it already.
Uh-huh.
You just said it already. Two things. You said that about they say that it's no cure, but it can be treated. Well, that's kind of true because there's no cure for the common cold, but it can be treated. But at the same time, I saw it too on the news. The camera was all on this guy that came out of that white van and said that the American came back from the area that had Ebola virus and he's cured. Well, I don't believe that. I think it was what you were saying at the end of what you said, just to calm down the scare of Americans. And then eventually in about 2 months, they're going to bring it back up. That's how they play the game with our emotions going up and down. Then it's going to come back up with something else, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, it's a mind and head game that everybody's playing. I don't believe that the person that came out that van didn't have it to begin with.
Can I speak now?
I agree with you.
Can I get my point of view?
Go ahead, Mace.
But I think, one of the congressmen that came out said Ebola was here and naming all this different kind of stuff those kids were bringing over here. I said, Ebola is not here. That's in Africa. And so then all of a sudden they're going to bring two people back, supposedly, that they have a serum for that can cure them because one could get it and the other one wanted to give it to the lady. I'm saying like now we're supposed to be not paying attention to detail, and this man's supposed to be so ill that he can get out of the ambulance and walk out of it and all of this stuff, and we're supposed to sit here and look at it and believe it. I'm like, and then next, the black community is going to be the one with most of it, just like everything else they've put out there on the community with all these germs and stuff. And then you got stuff in labs coming up missing. Wonder why they always cooking up something to slow the population down.
Hey, you know what, Maze? I'm glad you brought that up. You know, because I'm headed that way with the population type of thing. But yes, this Ebola thing, you know, I think is more of a false flag than anything. I think now it's with things going on with Israel and Hamas. Then you still got Russia and Ukraine going at it. You know, there's now a need to take everybody's mind off of those things, especially with Israel and Hamas, because the UN actually told the United States to stop egging Israel on. Ain't that something? You know, so it's really tense in that area right now. So the United States, we need something to take our mind off of, to focus something else on, so something can illegally be done under the table or through the back door, you know. And you know, it's nothing new. But once again, they work the system so well, you would never know what's happening. So, but here's another thing also. And Maze, I told you we was going to get to the population. Here's another thing. You know, there's another show on called The Lottery, where basically kids aren't being born anymore. They have some, they're like 10-year-old kids. No, you're laughing. It's serious. They have 10-year-old kids, and they were the last ones to be born. You know, and in this certain scene, one kid saw another kid, and they hadn't seen a kid their age in so long. They just stood there and stared at each other for a minute. You know, now, and I'm bringing that up to say there's a company in, I think it was California, that got a patent on DNA for children. And a lot of individuals are saying now, you know, that could lead to designer babies, you know. And once again, you know, I know y'all like, well, but listen to what I'm saying. Let's start correlating, putting these things together. You got a movie called, a show come on every week called The Lost Ship, The Last Ship, okay, about a virus that doesn't have a cure. Now you got the Ebola thing going on. Now here, you got the lottery, you know, where there's no babies. And we already know, you know, a genocide is going on here. Then this company in California get a patent for DNA so they possibly can start making babies, you know, to specific type, designer type babies. Now, don't get it twisted, because this is nothing new.
Well, they do that now, right?
One of Hitler's scientists had this. Hitler had the same idea. You know, get certain parents together and let's raise babies to be blue-eyed and blonde hair, the ultimate, you know, world. So it's not nothing new. It's just gone. It's just came forward once again. So, I mean, I'm just putting it out here. What do y'all think about that?
Well, they do the same thing at the sperm. Well, they do the same thing at the sperm bank. You can go to the sperm bank, pitch, you know, which sperm, what male you pick, and what education they want to get the smart, with the IQ test of the person and all that type of stuff.
No, it's not that. It's enough. You're not having enough of a certain population, then they got to make it grow some kind of way. You got to either get rid of some of the population that's there that's making that's high and make yours bigger by getting rid of other people. It's been done before. And I see the changing of the guards with all this stuff I see going over in the Middle East. It's just the changing, and they're trying to fight it. The change is going to come over there. They can get rid of
from
stealing, taking from Africa, and all of the different things that we've been seeing is coming to an end.
Well, you know, and
because the young people are tired of it, and they don't find a different way to figure out how to do it themselves without going to war.
Okay. So with this company, this is how the technology will work to control the population. Let's see. The 30-year-old woman named Sophie, call her Sophie, from an upper-class family, right, from an upper-class family. Sophia pays the $20,000 or more necessary to extract and freeze a large number of her eggs. Over two retrievals, fertility doctors obtain 30 of Sophia's eggs and freeze them using the correct flash freeze technique. I'm sorry, the current flash freeze technique called vitrification, which boasts a nearly 100% survival rate. 10 years later, her and her husband decide to start a family. They thaw the eggs, you know, throw the egg screening, which reveal embryos that are free of chromosomal abnormalities. And then, you know, they inject it, what have you. Is this not crazy or what? You know, and here's the thing. You know, as many people say, well, you know, well, that is going on today. I do believe that they have that. And like I've said before, in many instances, things that they're just coming out with now, they've already been doing it. You know, first they tried it with the cloning. You know, okay, there's been problem with cloning, because it just doesn't come out as perfect as the what you said it. So now they're coming up with the designer babies patents. And don't think this is the only one, because there are others that have patents pending. So it's really finna be interesting. And that's why I say those shows like The Last Show and The Lottery, you know, is interesting. And another thing with the lottery, the show The Lottery, is, you know, they have fertilized 100 eggs. Now, the other countries in the world, they are really after these eggs. You know, this one joker, he kidnapped a bunch of people because he wanted 5 embryos. But come to find out, the military is behind that because the military want to take control of the eggs. So, you know, even though on television to the average Joe, this seems like a far-fetched scenario, but for those of us that have been following and know what's going on, this is not a far-fetched thing. This is actually actuality. You know, this is really going on today. Of course, this is my opinion and my theory, but that is the way I'm looking at it. Now, y'all may disagree with me, but okay. You're welcome to disagree. Yes, ma'am.
You remember when Putin said they were not going to get any more Russian babies and bring them over here? That was telling you it was a shortage somewhere.
You know
then
what?
Then they thought about the African babies.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It is true. I mean, it is a balance between that science. I mean, all, you know, the script writers, they talk to doctors and scientists. They live in the same communities. So they get together and write scripts, and, you know, some of it, art does imitate life. I don't think we should imitate art.
But what I would like to know is why do those...
I wasn't even finished.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
I was wondering why you want to have scientists come and create stuff that get rid of people and cause harm to people, and what kind of agenda do they have to want to destroy people like that, and sometimes they end up destroying them?
Well, it's called the master race, Maze. And,
oh,
you know, there has always been the quest to create the perfect human, you know, the one to where you can that rules everywhere. Now, tomorrow when we talk immigration, I'm gonna go back a little while and show you how all that played in to where we are today. Because it's very interesting. But in this situation, yes, you know, it's crazy, but from Hitler on forth, and I'm sure there's other instances that, you know, that haven't been documented where, you know, this has been tried before. So we'll see. But let me bring another call in here. Let's see. Area code 813, you're on the air with Mr. Talk. What's going on? How you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Talk. This is in the chat room, the soul of the Starship Smelly Prize, 2013,
okay.
Fellow BTR host. Pretty good. But I wanted to share just and also thank who was at Antoinette from D, because she kind of hit on my point. When I was in the military in 1996, when we went through basic training, one thing that piqued my interest, well, kind of scared me, they said, when you say I do, you are basically a property of the United States. If you go to any country and you pick up a communicable disease that cannot be treated in that country, you will remain in that country permanently.
Ooh, you're right, especially in Korea.
Yeah.
Black clap. Yep.
Black shit. Black.
So, I mean, with what she just dropped, even though that has to do with SARS, this is it doesn't matter, you know, and this is just amended, it says it was amended July 31st, severe acute respiratory syndrome, diseases that are associated with fever, signs and symptoms of pneumonia or other respiratory illnesses, capable of being transmitted from person to person, are either causing or have the potential to cause a pandemic. Or upon infection, highly likely to cause mortality or serious morbidity if not properly controlled. And you cannot control this type of disease. So, therefore, the doctor or his wife should not have been brought back to the United States.
I agree with you 100%. Not at all. That is why I'm saying, you know, they're getting out of these ambulances in white suits. That's not saying they're bringing them back, but they have to make you believe that that's what they're doing, you know, false flag.
Yeah, that's for TV. That's false for TV flag. Purpose. Any other emergency, when you have an emergency, what does the ambulance do? The ambulance pulls directly to the hospital. They backload you into the hospital. You have never seen a person suffering from any kind of gunshot wounds or a cut on his finger, and they park him in the parking lot of the hospital, take him out the back, and then walk him into the hospital.
When he was supposed to be in a special cage.
That is true.
Even I'm saying, but that's I'm talking about just a minor cut on a finger, so not something this severe. He should have. He would have been transported, backloaded into some special part. No camera shouldn't even have had access to see this. If that was a camera, because you know we got the drones now.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, and you mentioned something from what Anthony had posted, and that word is pandemic. Now, if you notice the last few years, that word has been thrown around a whole lot. If you notice, so now when you hear it now, you're like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, whatever.
I'm just talking. Huh? It could have been another thing. After they found out what they were doing over there, they might have had to get them out of there and said that they had to get them from over there. And because hell, all hell might be getting ready to break loose on them.
So
bring something over there in the first place.
Because you've seen it, a lot of African people have been turning on these so-called government agencies, Red Cross, Planned Parenthood, because they've been over here stealing the kids. They've been over there finding out that they actually have been giving diseases out instead of going over there and giving out inoculations. So, and it's not, you know, not to say there's been the whole organization, but one bad apple spoils the bunch.
Hey, you're right. And that goes back to my question I raised earlier. If this thing can be treated and we have so-called saved our individuals, our so-called citizens, why haven't this been happening over there in Africa?
Well, the first doctor died. They didn't try to save him and bring him back. But then two others came up with it, and then they got a cure. So if they got a cure for them, they got a cure for all the other people. So
But see, that's the thing, Maze. From what the so-called experts said, there is no such thing as a cure for it. It can be treated, but there is no cure.
Okay.
You know, and now, and that's the other thing that you're looking at. Where's my paper at? I had it written down.
Okay, so I mean, if you just said that, then how was it cured back in the day?
Well, exactly. It wasn't.
Okay, so it was suppressed.
Yeah,
put it out when they want to.
Yes, it was
suppressed.
This vaccine was polio. That helped out all Africans.
That even came back.
Can we just name all of the different things?
Right, but they have a vaccine for that, right? A polio vaccine.
Wait, but see, Michael, you're missing the point. Polio supposed to have been eradicated, gone,
eradicated.
Bye. Never to see you again.
How's it coming
now,
back?
It's back. Yeah.
So now it's going to be, we got to get an Ebola shot. Some pharmacist is going to make some big money.
Okay, well, I don't take a flu shot, so I know I'm not taking no Ebola shot.
Right.
I don't take nobody's shots.
I'm just going to put it on out there like that because I don't do that.
Because you notice what they're doing, they got this little machine to test and to see if you got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so okay, they don't have enough of them that they don't gave it to. I guess they're going to give them some more.
Mm. Well, you know, and that is one of those things that, you know, that's why I mentioned the television show, The Last Ship, because the correlation is just so, how can you put it, coincidental? It's almost scary if you really sit down and look at it. I mean, there's a book that was written also. I can't find the name of the book that has that scenario in it as well. I'm like, well, but this is all, you know, Joe is putting some real interesting stuff in the chat room. He says part one is being implemented now. Cities are picking up the homeless and not allowing them to leave the shelters. All this is happening at breakneck speed. Good news, though, it won't be implemented in full force yet. Now, I don't know, Joe. I think because you have to think about it. What about this weekend in where? Toledo, Ohio?
With the water ban.
Yeah, with the water. Yeah, with the water.
And that's the second time. Where did the other people just have they water contaminated because of their plant just had gotten jacked backed up. And look how long it took real people. And them people still talk about they till this day, and they don't even talk about it. They don't. They're still not drinking their water.
Yes.
Also, the city of Detroit, the last couple of weeks now, water is contaminated. The whole entire city can't drink water.
Wow.
Come on, man.
See,
where
are
we coming from? I haven't been keeping up with the news. I haven't been keeping up. What's going on?
People get mad because they
were
out of water.
Why is it contaminated? What caused the contamination?
People were getting upset because they didn't have water and they had to go to another state to get water. I said, if you kept water in your... If you kept at least 6 cases of water in your house, or 3, you wouldn't have been out trying to get gallons of money. And that
okay,
was
okay.
Because they had to go get it.
Okay, okay, Mace, what caused the contamination?
I'm not talking
they
about the contamination.
Know.
I'm,
they don't,
I'm
they don't
you
know.
Never know.
That's the answer to your question. They don't know.
Thank you.
That's
they
right.
don't know. They don't, well, they know, but they're not going to take
them. Fungus.
Yeah, it's a fungus, gas, chemicals. It's all kind of stuff. But let me bring another call in and get in on this conversation. All right, area code 813, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Hey, Eric, this is Sister Ngoni. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Sister Ngoni. How are you?
I'm great, and it's so good to hear your voice back on the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be back. Oh, so what you got for me today?
Well, I tuned in kind of late, and I came in at the point where you guys were discussing, you know, the anomaly of the seeing these doctors walk in the hospital, you know, with this Ebola thing. And I was just wondering if you had mentioned about they're trying to come up with a vaccine. And you had asked the question, you know, well, why aren't they doing something about it in Africa? Well, they don't have any money to buy vaccines, but you know, you know, it's sort of like the H1N1 virus scare, and then the, you know, the other, what was the other flu? Bird flu, was it?
Bird yeah, flu. The bird flu. Yeah,
yeah, you know, they've been trying to, seems like, you know.
Swine.
Yeah, yes, yes, that was another one. So they're supposedly now working on a vaccine for Ebola, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? But here's the thing. If there's no vaccine, well, they say there's no cure. So, but it can be treated. So, why haven't these individuals been treated survived? We just had two supposedly, and they're doing fine. All of a sudden, they were over in Africa, really. And
well,
I
hear the really. I know what you're saying, because I think that's where we have to connect the part where there's been evidence shown in a lot of these false flags where they've hired actors to do these things, you know, to show these images on TV and so forth. You remember mm-hmm. when they showed the circle of children that were supposed to have been attacked by sarin gas over in when they were blaming Assad for using chemical weapons,
right.
And that's all come out to be lies now.
Right.
There were several
right.
doctors and experts that came out and said that those photographs showed that was not true, because there was one child sitting up in the middle of the other children laying on the floor, and also the adults that were standing there showing the pictures were not suited up. And the experts said that all health workers know if someone's been infected with that kind of gas, that the health workers have to be suited up or they can get
That's
contaminated
right.
just by touch.
That's right.
They showed a video clip of that, and it looked something out of a fake cheesy Hollywood movie.
Right.
And that's what
people running around, no mask on, no gloves on.
Mm-hmm. And to
just
me, it's the same.
Like, oh, it's a panic. No panic at all.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing with this doctor walking out of the car into the hospital. And did you hear that they're putting them in this university hospital, half a wing, and then in the other one in Atlanta, I don't know where the location is, but they have at the CDC, they have a four-level sealed facility for infectious diseases, which are set up so they can be incinerated at any time if something gets loose. So this seems so fake. But anyway, that's all I have to contribute. Thanks for taking my call, Eric.
Oh, you know, any time. All right.
Bless your heart.
All right. Let me bring another stranger in. Let me bring Joe in. I done pulled him out of the mountains. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Well, I'm coming down from the mountain now that I know that you're back, so I figured I'd come down. Why not?
Joe, what you don't know?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, did you guys hear about this now? How about the fact the United States government is taking somebody from Africa who's got Ebola and bringing them over here, and they've got another person who they're going to bring over here? First time
they
ever.
They came from America.
Huh?
They came from here, and they went over to Africa.
Yeah, okay.
Both
but they're
of them.
Over there. They caught it. Now they're coming back here, right? Okay.
Yeah, they took
First
it over there.
First time ever that something like that is happening in the
no,
Western
it's not.
Industry. It is the first time that I've heard, okay, from somebody telling that I heard yesterday, saying that it's the first time that somebody's got a communicable disease like that, that they're transferring them from whatever country that they're in back to America.
And that is the truth. Now, see, that makes you wonder. That makes you really wonder.
Like that other veteran said.
DeSoul said, man, are they really doing this? Or are they perpetrating? You know, that's why you got them in the white suits, so you really can't tell. I'm looking at it like this. If you have, and this disease is so bad, why are you walking? Why are you walking? Why don't they have you on a stretcher somewhere? You know that?
Well, and it all can be propaganda. Well, hold up. Well, I'm going by what the fellow veteran said. As a fellow veteran, you know, he said about coming over here with black syphilis, they keep you in there. Now, once again, America always want to put their business in something. Now, that's maybe propaganda. May say America is going to be the first to come up with this, you know, like you guys said, revolutionary drug to combat the disease and things of that nature. I don't know. But for them, my concern, and why is this such, like Joe is saying, why is it a change in policy? What's so special about this? Why are you bringing it? Why are you not sending researchers over there to handle it? Why are you bringing it inside of the clean country? Why are you not sending, you know, researchers over there to try to cure it?
Let me dovetail from what he was saying. Not only are they bringing them over here, they're not bringing them into an underground facility, which supposedly has been built for this kind of situation. They're putting him in a normal hospital in a part of a wing. Not just a quarantine wing, a part of a wing. So tell me that they're not trying to spread the disease around.
That's how they did over in Africa when they did it with the for the tire company, and they sued them for bringing AIDS over there. Same thing.
I don't know anything about that. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you need to look it up and read it.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because I didn't know anything about that myself.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is the press asking some of the same questions you're posing, Joe?
I'm sorry, Mike, what'd you say?
Is the media posing the same questions you're posing right now?
Only the alternative media, not the mainstream media that I know about.
Not Fox, not NBC. Oh, okay. Not them.
Don't talk about it.
That's critical thinking, though. But see, that's critical thinking, Joe. It's like, wow, what's going on?
And somebody's going to write a book about it, and they're going to get rich, and everybody's going to go buy their book, and we've already settled the case.
Well, if they write a book, man, make sure y'all go to audible.com/ let's talk.
What's over there? Audible.com.
Okay, once again, audibletrial.com/ let's talk. All right. Support the show, man.
Really?
Support the show. Yeah, that's my sponsor. Yeah,
okay.
Support the show. All right, but anyway.
Y'all, and behave yourself.
It's very.
I never do that.
You know, that's very intriguing. You know, it's very intriguing at the way things are going right now. And I agree with you, Joe, when you put it in the chat room. You know, they just slowly implementing, you know, the master plan. You know, and you know, and that's why you hear words so often like pandemic and, you know, what other words do they have? They use a lot of terror, epidemic. Yeah, you know, just key words that they're constantly putting out there, so we'll become immune to it when it really happens for real, you know, and that gives them the upper hand for those that are not aware and prepared for what's coming. Huh?
But what I don't like is that they're doing this particular transfer right out there in the open, and they must think that either they think or they know that Americans are so stupid that we'd allow it. Because Ebola, isn't Ebola one of the worst diseases, causes of plagues and diseases and epidemics in the history of mankind?
Hold up, Joe. Is your question is why they're bringing it out with the public? Why is this not a secret? Why they let the public? Was that your question?
Well, practically. What I'm saying is they're doing it so out there in the open and in such a way that it seems as though they're slapping us in the face. This is Ebola. This isn't like the H1N1 or the swine flu. This is something which has a record of a 90% mortality rate. And they're doing this, and they're doing it out in the open. So it's like saying, I'm gonna F your wife right in front of you.
Well, you know what, Joe? And that's like I said before, earlier. You know, it's a test.
Or is it research? Well, okay.
No, it's not research. Well, can we call it research, Michael? Research, a test, or but well, they know they're checking to see how much will we really fight this.
Okay.
You know, how much
okay,
do
see,
we
yeah, that's a,
how,
yeah, that's a good possibility.
How long
oh, yeah.
are we going to protest this? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to say, okay, bring them on over, let's go on and try and heal them? And, I mean, where did they take them? Atlanta, out of all places, Atlanta? That, you know, really? Out of all places,
well, what does that say about the American people and us on the phone?
Well,
I mean, they're doing it out in the open and we're not protesting it. But
exactly.
Okay.
We said it many times on this show, Michael. The majority of the American public are ignorant. And those ones that are ignorant, they
well,
know
those
they
are your
care.
Words, Eric. I say they're freaking stupid.
Hey, Eric, can I have, okay. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it possible that this is one of those we're looking east when we should be looking west? Is this a deflection from the border crisis, perhaps, where they're letting scabies and untreatable tuberculosis and they got a case of black plague already in the United States?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Yep.
When some of a plague and academic is going to be nationwide, I mean, they're going to
let you. Wait a minute. Let me finish answering her question. Yes, Sister Ngoni, I do believe it's one of those situations. And also, it's also to take the limelight off of Israel also. You know, back in Israel, and Israel is doing some things over there, you know, people don't want you to know nothing about. So, and then it also takes some of the spotlight off of Russia and the Ukraine situation, you know.
But I think,
and to top it off, you bring it back home. And like I said, we're going to talk a lot about this tomorrow, the immigration issue, you know. And as always, they create a problem somewhere else so you can,
You don't concentrate on what they need right now.
That shows that we have multiple communities in America. That shows a group of Hispanic Americans have a political issue. It should be a great show. I mean, I may not be able to call in, but I'm definitely going to listen.
Well, yeah. Mr. Talk, if you have to talk about the immigration issues, you have to throw in Obamacare as well.
Let me ask the question. How come? Caller?
Yes.
How come? What's the relationship between Obamacare and the immigration issue?
I'm sorry. I must have missed
it. Well, they both coincide. You know, immigration issues, what's going on with that from A to Z, which we'll hear about tomorrow. Might want to add a couple of things on what the Obamacare is going to benefit the immigration issues.
I don't think so.
Hope I didn't say anything offensive or anything, did it? But we'll just see tomorrow what's going on.
No, I wasn't implying that.
My opinion.
Doing
I'm
entitled to
my opinion, right?
No,
oh, okay.
Oh, joke can never be offended.
But I have
not
a question.
Never.
I have a question about immigration. Hold on. No, well, we're not talking about immigration in full today, May. Save it for tomorrow.
Oh,
write it down.
Right. Okay.
Write it down.
Strange.
All right.
That's strange, too.
Okay. Write it down because I got some little tidbits I want to drop about that tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
like
corporate immigration.
I recommend a movie to see. Go see Cesar Chavez movie. It's a good movie, good story.
Oh, yeah?
What, really?
Yeah, Cesar Chavez. Yeah, I got it from Redbox. Yeah, it was a nice movie. Political
they have a
movie.
Documentary on him, too.
It shows the people have the power. I mean, go watch that movie.
You know what?
It was right during the Civil Rights Movement. Right, the Civil Rights Bill, so it's a good movie.
I like the way you always yell, the people have the power. But as I get finished with you tomorrow, I want you to tell me, does the people have the power? You know,
well, okay,
you know what?
You're not going to talk about it now, Mr. Talk. Hold on now. Don't get started. Let's save it for tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Listen to what I'm about to say. Actually, here in my local community, we have a guy running for Congress. And I'm scheduling a interview with him as we, you know, right now, so we can get him on the air and see what his thoughts are about what's going on in Congress and what he's going to do to change it. So, I mean, hopefully I get him on here later this week or early next week. So, you know,
I would sure like to know.
Make happen. Yeah, I'm sure y'all would.
My folks are not the ones getting off the train anyway.
What?
My folks are not the immigrants that's on the train. Man is on the corporate immigrants that's over here running businesses.
Okay.
That's my focus.
All right.
Anyway. Well, this is like almost old time.
Yeah, we're going to roll on. So, so I want to get back to the designer babies and this show, The Lottery, because they have a department called the Department of Humanity. You hear me? The Department of Humanity.
I know nothing about.
Joe, you would like it because you'll shake your head. And this department is run, I guess you want to say, sort of like a mix between the NSA and the CIA.
Uh-huh.
You know, and their total job is to go around and check parents to make sure they're worthy to keep their kids. Now, let me say, once again, a kid hasn't been born in like, I think, 6 or 10 years, somewhere in between there. All right, so that's where the generation stops. So the scientists, I'm explaining all over again, but that's okay. The scientists has finally fertilized 100 eggs. All right, so now when she did this, the government came over and took over her lab, kicked her out. Okay, kicked her out, you know. And now they're trying to decide. They have the lottery, which basically decides which women receive an egg to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, they have to be registered and they have to go through certain meet certain criteria and tests.
Right.
And
okay.
You know, it's eerily almost too similar to what's kind of sort of going on today, you know. And then you got other foreign countries involved because they want some of the embryo, and oh man, it's just crazy.
Where can I do the research on this? I never even heard of this.
You said it was a movie.
I get it for you. I got it right here in front of me somewhere, Joe.
Okay.
I get it to you. But it's very interesting, and that's what led me to hook this up with the so-called designer baby thing. You know, because, you know, they actually here it is. Startup offering DNA screening of hypothetical babies raises fears over designer children. Yeah, that's that, and you can find that. Wait a minute, as soon as I find my eyes. My eyes ran away, y'all. Okay, we good now. All right. All right, the article about the DNA screening of hypothetical babies, designer babies, you can find that in The Guardian, The Observer.
No.
Yeah, you can find that there.
Okay.
And Joe, as far as the lottery, only thing you got to do is go to www.mylifetime.com, and you can check it out there. Okay?
Mylifetime.com, I'll be there in a few seconds. Okay.
Yeah, so you can check it out. And it's interesting. I think, you know, once again, that they are showing us what's about to happen. But I don't think, you know, we get caught up in reality shows or what have you. We don't really take the time to connect all the dots. Well, I'm saying right here, right now, we need to start connecting a whole lot of dots because, you know, what is red in front of you?
Lottery. Okay.
It's really blue on the other side. So I know that sounded crazy, but that's the case. All right, y'all, we have 16 minutes left in regular time. We will be going to overtime. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Or you can email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or you can stay in the chat room. I hope the chat room don't kick you out still like it used to.
Oh, yeah, I'll be kicked out. Yeah.
You know, so.
I wanted to get Joe's opinion on Stephen A. Smith.
Michael, am I still talking?
I'm sorry.
Am I still talking? Thank you.
I thought you were spinning.
Right.
I heard that long pause. Okay.
No. All right. So you can stay in. It's the chat room if it doesn't kick you out that way also. And don't forget, you like green, you want to support the show, www.audibletrial.com/letstalk. You know, you get 30 days free. You get your book. Audible book, and you can read it while you're working. You can read it while you're working out. You can read it to listen to it wherever you're doing anything. All right. So those are all the ways you can support the show. All right. So yes, Michael, you have a question for Joe, correct?
Yeah, I just wondered. Did Joe hear us talking about Stephen A. Smith?
No,
ESPN,
I didn't hear
any comments.
No.
Want to fill him in real quick?
Are you aware with the situation with Stephen A. Smith at all?
Yeah, from what I understand, he asked a question about whether or not can women be held culpable for being provocative enough to have caused being slapped. Now, he raised the question. I don't know if he gave an opinion as to whether or not he believes that women can be culpable or not. So somebody better clue me in on that.
All right, hold on. I'll play it. There's only 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay.
All right, so I'll play it. Here it is.
About you. And here's what I mean by that. We keep talking about the guys. We know you have no business putting your hands on a woman. I don't know how many times I got to reiterate that. But as a man who was raised by women, see, I know what I'm going to do if somebody touches a female member of my family. I know what I'm going to do. I know what my boys are going to do. I know what I'm going to have to remind myself that I work for the Worldwide Leader. I'm going to have to get law enforcement officials involved because of what I'm going to be tempted to do. But what I've tried to employ the female members of my family, some of whom you all met and talked to and what have you, is that, again, and this is what I've done this all my life, let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions. Because if I come, or somebody else come, whether it's law enforcement officials, your brother, or the fellas that you know, if we come after somebody has put their hands on you, it doesn't negate the fact that they already put their hands on you. So let's try to make sure that we can do our part in making sure that that doesn't happen. Now, you got some dudes that are just horrible, and they're going to do it anyway. And there's never an excuse to put your hands on a woman. But domestic violence or whatever the case may be, with men putting their hands on women, is obviously a very real, real issue in our society. And I think that just talking about what guys shouldn't do, we got to also make sure that you can do your part to do whatever you can do to try to make sure it doesn't happen. We know they're wrong. We know they're criminal. We know they probably deserve to be in jail. In Ray Rice's case, he probably deserves more than the 2-game suspension, which we both acknowledge. But at the same time, we also have to make sure that we learn as much as we can about elements of provocation. Not that there's real provocation, but the elements of provocation, you got to make sure that you address it, because what we've got to do is do what we can to try to prevent the situation from happening in any way. And I don't think that's broached enough, is all I'm saying. Nope.
All right, so there you have it. Those were the actual comments made by Stephen A. Smith. And like we said before, he received a one-week suspension from ESPN. So what's your take on that, Joe?
Firstly, I'd never like Smith. He's one of the reasons why I don't listen to ESPN. Secondly, I don't think he should have gotten suspended. Thirdly, he's still talking in a roundabout way, which could make people still feel confused as to whether or not these elements of provocation, are they actual legitimate reasons for a man to put his hands on a woman, even though he keeps saying there is no reason. So he's not, to me, specific enough. And fourthly, my own opinion is that, yeah, a woman can provoke you into smacking the shit out of her.
Okay, what happened? Okay, y'all caught me screening.
As a matter of fact, I can point you to a video. It's called, what the fuck is it called? Something about train. It happened in New York City. A guy is coming in between an argument between a chick and her boyfriend on the train because it's getting physical. She's, I don't know if she's drunk, but she's mentally ill in some way. So he breaks up the confrontation. She now grabs a hold of this guy's lapels by his shirt. The guy who's the Good Samaritan,
right,
won't let him go.
Right.
And people are saying, don't hit her, don't hit her. She held on to him for at least 5 minutes.
Mm.
To me, that guy had all the right in the world to take her head and smash it up against the doors.
Well, you have to remember there was another incident with a bus driver where he uppercut this young lady.
I saw that.
Yeah, because
she spit on him. She called him the N-word. Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, like we say, I'm not condoning. I know, and no one on here on the show here condones it. But, you know, there are instances where you know, you just shouldn't. Ladies, don't push the buttons. Ladies, don't do it. Because, you know, in certain instances, once you do it, you open a can that you cannot close. I'll just be honest with you. I'm going to just be honest. You know, because some people, once that can is open, you got to take what comes out of it.
Well, I'm concerned about the Violence Against Women Act. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's a law that was passed, and if they want to pass it, protect women. But hold.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. But I'm saying when you say these things, we have to look with laws. And the women who came and spoke after or gave their rebuttal to Stephen A. Smith, their idea is a man should never hit a woman in no circumstances. Some men out here believe that, right?
Well,
the baseline is no one put their hands on anybody. What happens after that, it's going to be biased, but no one shouldn't. And I'm just saying women need to step up and talk to other women, saying if you know that man is stronger, you know he shouldn't hit, we have to say, hold up, he's emotional too. And all this emotional shit we need to address and talk about. But when you hit that man and you're poking him and you're saying that, well, he looked at this woman, I got a right to smack him, or he called me a bitch and I got a right to hit him. No. I'm sorry, Mr. Tarvin.
I want to talk to you, Eric. So
once you have that in women's mind, they need to address themselves too. Yeah. So I mean, it's both. If they want men to address men, right, women need to address women.
And that's basically that was Stephen.
We need to keep on having
that was Stephen A. Smith was saying. You know, we need, as you said earlier, the conversation needs to be had on both sides of the aisle. You know, and in a group setting as well. You know,
but Joe is saying it's a contradiction when you say a man should never hit a woman, and then you're saying
it depends
on the situation.
Am I talking, Michael? All right, thank you. All right, so as I was saying, yes, who's calling me?
Oh, go ahead. It's Chris, but you were still talking. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm after him, Chris.
I'm gonna make this quick. All right, it's like this, man. You know, if you have Facebook and you take a look at some of these videos they putting out there with the different fighting going on, you know, if you look beyond the initial crowd of kids, 9 times out of 10 you see 3 or 4 parents standing outside the circle egging it on even more. How can we address anything as serious as abuse on either side of the aisle when you have the parents out there egging them on as kids? And once again, you know, I think that is the point Stephen A. Smith was trying to make. You know, we have to start this when they're young. You can't wait till they become teenagers and say, no, you can't do it, because, you know, their mind is made up then. Their minds are made up. No, but, you know, if we can do that, you know, we wouldn't have this problem. We wouldn't. But then again, it's the culture that we live in, and it's glamorized by, you know, the YouTube and the Facebooking and what the Instagram, you know. And, you know, if you got all that going on, it just makes it extremely hard to get anything done. That's all I'm saying, because of the culture that is being the culture that's being portrayed now. Okay? All right, go ahead, Joe. Right. I got a couple.
All right, here's the hypocrisy of the females that keep saying you should never, ever put your hands on a woman, all right, because she's so weak and you're so strong. So here's what I've said to them. I've said, suppose you and I are in a bar, and we're getting nice and high, and some chick comes along who's drunker than us, and she knows you, and she doesn't like you. Now she's going to attack you. What do you want me to do? Well, I want you to take her off me. But you said never put my hands on a woman. Well, but this situation is different. So, you know, that kind of bullshit pisses me off.
Can I explain?
No, my girl's going to say no. I'm going to beat that woman. My girl's going to say I'm going to beat her up.
Hold on, Chris.
I think I want to change my vote to Mr. Stephen A. Smith. He is a grown man, and he
is responsible for his own actions. Now, this is a possibility, just maybe just a slight possibility, that he was in the wrong for what he said. Because, see, he's a sports commentator, not the Wendy Williams, Stephen A. Smith
no.
show. He was speaking,
no.
I believe, according to the way ESPN should be ran, is, look, stick to sports. That personal relationship, and I believe he was coached and pre-warned, is a possibility before he even got on the air. Look, Steve, you're going to say this, you're going to say this, you're going to say this, you're going to say that. Do not go into depth details about their relationship. If anything, if anybody asks you or if it's brought up, talk about what his career is going to be like for this and that sports, not about the relationship. Maybe it's a possibility.
Can I
speak? He wanted
I got to respond to that. All right, Chris. I understand what you're saying.
Maybe it's just a slight possibility he was in the wrong, and he was just trying to be rebellious.
Chris. All right.
After me.
Now, let me explain this. Let me explain this for you.
Just a question.
Now, I understand that he is a sports commentator. No problem.
Right.
But why wasn't there a smidget a buzz when he started talking about our young black men with all these tattoos going in to get interviews and not being hired because they look ridiculous? Why nobody raised any sand about that? When he spoke on that,
okay.
Right. Why nobody say anything about that? You know, that wasn't, you know, that was sports related as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he's talking about all the tattoos these young players going to get while they're playing, and once they come out, you know, or if they don't make it big, now they got all these tattoos, and they won't nobody want anyone will not no one to hire them. Okay, so I mean, and this incident here was also sports related because it was Ray Rice, a running back for the Baltimore Ravens, and
right.
he was suspended by the NFL. So you know, it all came into one big circle, and that's what it where it was. Now, as far as him being warned, I'm sure he's been warned more than once about things he said.
Right.
But should you let that muffle what really needs to be said?
I'm going to talk after
and
you, Larry.
He stepped out. Wait, hold on, Chris. Hold on, because see, here's the thing. Here's the thing with that, Chris. You know, this is not the first thing he said. We're talking Stephen A. Smith, one of the most controversial commentators on sports television. Okay, just that simple.
Yep.
And he says things, and you know, I don't agree with everything he says. You know, but there's a lot of people feel that he's a blowhard. You know, he's arrogant. Or what have you, but certain things he talks about and he's real about, and that in that instance right there he was correct. And once when he spoke about the young men wearing pants below their belt and all these tattoos, he was correct on that.
Right.
Also. It's always interesting when we get to something where that's really socially. What can I say? Like walking on glass, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when the pussification of America comes out really bad, you know, because you can't say that and you can't do that, and we just can't have that. Now, if ESPN was a real company, they would have stood behind Stephen A. Smith and went on about their business. You know, but no, here's the problem now, and this is where the politic thing plays into it. The real reason why he got suspended because the female viewership started complaining, and ESPN is trying to get more female viewers. Okay, so what they do, they suspend Stephen A. Smith, make him apologize. That way they have appeased all of their female
viewers.
Yeah,
I want to go after Maze.
All right, so that is what happened. Y'all know what? I know we got, man, I'm telling you.
Overtime.
Overtime right now. But I got three more people I need to bring in. So y'all make your comments quick.
I
want to
get mine out.
Go ahead, Nays.
He was having discussion on the problem because they didn't think they gave him enough time for what he did. And also, as I'm saying, those same women that were standing out hollering, they should have got a group of women that was against what those women that were standing out hollering saying that you shouldn't, a man shouldn't hit a woman. It's like I said, if you hit somebody, you get hit back.
I want to go after Mays after you bring in any other callers.
Go ahead, Joe.
Can I go?
Okay. Uh-huh. Here's the thing. I'm going to agree with Chris, okay, because it's Smith has a particular contract with ESPN. If ESPN, in the management position, is telling one of their employees, you do not say this, then Smith has got to say, I'm not going to do it. Now, Eric, you say he's one of the controversial types in in sports commentating. I don't know. Probably is. I don't listen to him. But the thing is that if you're hired to do a particular job, you got to do that job. Now, at the same time, depending upon the contract, as I've said, if he entered into the contract with ESPN before he got hired, that he has the right to say anything that he wants, and then ESPN can't do a thing to him. But if they do, then they are probably trying to appease the female demographics. But it's just like you and your show. You don't want people to say certain words because it's your show.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing, Joe. He said it in the beginning. I am not condoning domestic violence of any type. He said that.
But can I say something real quick?
No, I'm talking. And it got to the point to where, I guess, as we like to say sometimes, they got that selective listening going on. So on they need, once he got past that part, nobody remembered that. You know, they just took it from, the part where the man and the woman and they ran with that. But, he said in no way was he condoning it, and no one should put their hands on anyone. That's what he said.
But part of what you said was, what Chris was referring to is if they warned him about saying anything like that, if they did, then he's not supposed to say anything anyway about that. If he's supposed to be talking about sports, if they warned him, and he's supposed to be an employee, then he's not supposed to.
I will explain that to the other callers, because, Joe, you got it all screwed up.
But the story was, Michael, the story was about Ray Rice getting a 2-game suspension for knocking his wife out, and the video showed him dragging her out of the elevator trying to get help. Okay? Now, everybody say, well, he should have got more. Well, I'm looking like this. We don't know the whole story behind that. And I understand what he was saying. We don't know what happened inside that elevator. We don't know what happened leading up to them getting in the elevator. So, if he got 2-game suspension, he got suspended. Okay? But Stephen A. Smith shouldn't have been suspended for a week, I don't think. Hold on, let me bring these other callers in, man, because I'm telling you, they lined up waiting. Area code 269.
And I like to do things up, Michael. Okay, I'll wait.
Okay.
What's up, Mr. Talk?
What's happening?
Hey, all right, why y'all so pussified, man? What y'all tell the truth? He shouldn't have been suspended, and the only reason the backlash was put because he got into it with a white woman. Stephen A. Smith got into the discussion, and it was a white woman that started the controversy. Yeah, so this issue was a whole lot of women. No, it was one white woman who didn't like what he said. She tweeted, and then he was going back and forth with her. So where's all these women that was outraged? That's all bull crap. He shouldn't have been suspended. And of course, children like Stephen A. Smith, because he's a free-thinking black man. He speaks his mind. I like that. That's nothing wrong with what he said. Period.
Okay.
And if that white woman hadn't got to work to crying and tweeting and crying, he wouldn't even been suspended.
All right. Well, okay. Let me bring Stanley in. Uh-oh.
Oh God! Hey Joe! Hey everybody!
Oh, we know we in for it, Stanley. Stanley gonna get it.
Here we go again.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Everybody. We already know, Stanley. Oh, God.
Go ahead, Stanley.
I was so shocked that he was.
Have
I
your
was
fun,
so, like,
Stanley.
Like,
have your fun.
Yeah, I have to say I agree with I agree with Joe and everything. The only reason he got suspended because a couple of women said, I can't believe he said that, so we're going to suspend and we're going to put pressure. Because if a man is basically saying to a woman that, hey, fine, a man should never hit a woman, but don't provoke it, don't fucking hit him, because a lot of women go there and hit her. And I have a perfect example. It happened 2 weeks ago. We were outside the club. A woman, basically the guy said, I guess they had an argument and whatever, and the guy was trying to get the woman. And the woman said no and everything, and the guy, I guess, said the word bitch. Okay, fine, because of her total attitude. And she fucking slapped him in front of everybody. And when she got that reaction, she expected the man to basically pussy out and just leave. The guy looked at everybody and said, really? You hit me? He hit her back. Just give her a swing. And the woman was so shocked and everything, and guys were jumping and everything, and it came to the woman. It's like, what do you expect? You hit him in front of everybody, acting like you because you're a female. He hit you back. Period. This equality, it's either we're equal or we're not. You can't have it both ways, ladies. If you put your hand on a man, he has the right to defend himself. Same thing with you. If a man puts his hands on you as a lady, you have the right to defend. You can't have it both ways. It's no more 2004. You can't have it both ways. You're hitting me, I'll hit you back. Then you'll think twice of hitting somebody. Because a lot of ladies, a lot of women think that just because we have that golden rule that men, we're not supposed to hit you, they abuse it and they use it. They throw things on the man, the guy cheat and everything. They even have to the point that they laugh at a man. I heard that maybe 2 weeks or four, whatever, in the view that everybody was laughing when a woman basically caught her husband, whatever, cheating and basically cut his penis. And every woman was laughing and everything. I'm telling you, it's like, okay, in that case, should we be laughing if we did the same thing to a woman, like cut your vagina? You would never hear that in television. Never. You never hear that in television. You would hear the whole scandal happen. So you can't have it both ways. It's either we're equal or we're not. And in the society we're living now, it doesn't seem that equality is something that we have between men and women. We have power struggle of women being the upper echelon, and men are supposed to basically pussify and act like pussies and not like men.
I agree.
It's Ebony in. Hey, Ebony, you're on the air. What's going on?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, Mr. Took. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Anthony.
And crew. Mm-hmm. How you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to hear this.
Can't wait to hear
Anthony.
Oh,
boy.
Well, you know what? If a man puts his hand on a woman, okay, he needs to be suspended, or anyway, it's unacceptable. It's inappropriate. I don't care what his position is. It's unacceptable. And
so
he should have more than got suspended.
If a woman put a hand on a man, what's supposed to happen?
Well, you know, we don't know that. We don't know that that happened, and that never came out in any of the publicity that she actually put a hand on him.
Yeah, she slapped him first.
Anthony, what happened if she slapped him first and fucking hit her and everything? What is supposed to, the man is supposed to do? Just accept
it. Everything's on camera.
You know, how hard did she slap? How big is this man?
Right?
No, here we go. So now it's how hard it is.
Somebody
not even that she did.
He's
a guy,
right?
Oh, okay. Wow. So now it's
how hard did he get?
Wow.
That's not right.
Don't make me mute all y'all. I will do it. All right.
I was about to say, like, how hard did he get slapped? I mean, you know, she's a little woman. How hard did she slap him?
Little
come on.
Woman.
Okay.
Did you see the bruises?
Oh, God.
So now we need bruises.
No.
So you... Wow.
Eric, where's your mute button?
Whoa, let me get you straight. And how hard you're in. So if that woman came with a bat of baseball, a golf club, and hit that guy, then you would say, oh, she missed her in his head. He didn't have any bruises. She gave him a little open. So it justified her hitting him. So basically, we don't have equality, Ebony. You're justifying women hitting a man. Listen,
what I'm saying is, right, she's probably, what, a small woman,
Jesus Christ, how big is she? How much did it knock him out?
Right, and he had to knock her out in response, really.
Okay. Oh, but Ebony, the thing I don't understand, and Joe doesn't understand, and a lot of us men don't understand, is you're justifying her act. She hit him. If I, as a man, I would hit you or hit any woman, but, you wouldn't tell me, oh, it's not how hard you did. You would basically say you're not, you should never do that. I'm not hearing that from you. Where's your part of being as a woman that you should never hit a man, period?
A man, a woman should not hit a man. Come on. Get over it, girls, okay?
Get over it.
He got a little slap. It didn't kill him.
All right.
Why
did he need to knock her out in response?
Do we have to listen to this?
Yes, we do. Well, I mean, she is a woman, you know.
I was just saying it, right?
I'm a woman. Stanley hit me back. Because if Stanley hit me, I'm going to bust him back.
Well, see,
that's what I'm saying, the hit did not fit. The hit that he got. If he didn't go ahead. You don't hit nobody.
All right, basically,
like two women fighting each other just because
Ebony
of one person first
saying,
on the bed to
make
them start to fight.
Listen, what Ebony is saying is she don't think he should have knocked out. Basically, that's what she's saying.
Yeah. So in other words, leave the woman there so that
why
she can
he
pick
just
the guy in the nuts
the way she
next
slapped
time.
Him. Why did he have to knock her out and be dragging her out?
All right, I didn't want to entertain this.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. And you know what? Somebody made a point that I was about to make myself. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I hit my brother so hard, I slapped him so hard, I knocked him out.
Yeah, it's possible.
And the other part
I would go ask, and Ebony, you don't know what she did. Maybe she didn't just slap him. Maybe she went over to his place and took all this shit, started throwing all this shit, started going to crisis, took computers.
Whoa, okay, let's calm down.
I mean, you get a little bit excited.
Oh, here you go again, sound like one of the girls.
Oh,
for God's sake. Jesus, help me listening to these women.
Oh, God, who are so freaking hypocritical.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank God for music.
I got one more guy to come in. Let me bring Pianki in. All right, Pianki, you up.
Oh, Lord, Pianki.
Are you still there?
They on top.
Well, going back to the statement that Smith's talking about, like he's going to beat up anybody to jump on some female member of his family. What about the white police that's always body slamming black women, tasing them, punching them in the face? Nobody's beating on them.
Thank you.
And what about if you got a same sex arrangement where the butch dyke between the two of them kicks the other one's butt?
I knew it. Come on now, nobody say anything about this.
And that athlete should not have been suspended. Jim Brown didn't get suspended when he knocked his white girlfriend, a companion, not only into the wall but out into the front yard.
Well, what about Lawrence Phillips, Charlie Sheen, when he pulled Lawrence Phillips up,
because his white girlfriend wouldn't watch Roots, he beat her ass and drug her down the steps by her hair.
Well, that's a different time.
Are you saying violence against women is okay? That's not violence against women.
No, if a woman slapped me, I'm going to beat her ass. That's what I'm going to do.
No. You said the guy, the last example you gave, was someone who wouldn't watch a program and was dragged down the stairs by a hair. Is that acceptable?
Allegedly. That was the reason, but who knows?
Allegedly how? She didn't hit him. She didn't hit him allegedly how?
Allegedly. But that's what happened. Nothing happened to him. So, no, this athlete should not have been suspended. That means to say, well, if he gets suspended, then what's next? Another person going to be furloughed off their job for 2 days?
Well, yeah.
Well, violence against women, against anybody, is unacceptable. And I'm just saying, you know,
under any circumstances.
And the lady that slapped, and you talking about how hard the slap was. If he, in Florida, if she looked like she was going to slap him, would have been enough to provoke stand your ground. He could have pulled out his gun and killed her.
Yep. And that don't matter nowhere.
All righty then.
Eric, let's keep it at 100, will you?
Instead of despair.
Yeah, why do we have to listen to foreigners' opinions?
Did you say foreigners,
Joe? Is that what he said?
Yeah, you over there in the UK in the league.
Yeah.
You're from Montana, for God's sake. Where's
Jesus,
that?
Jesus, here we are. God, a British.
Wow.
Check,
I can't believe that.
Without the British, you wouldn't be where you are right now. So I'd call
out. Oh, now you want to give yourself the credit for us taking our freedom from you?
You probably would have been in Australia, Joe.
Okay.
In Africa.
All right, you know what? I'm going to slow y'all down a little bit here because y'all crazy. All right. Oh, man, it's been a great day back, though. I can't complain about the day. But we 15 minutes in overtime, and I got so many on the switchboard, man. I got to let y'all get y'all last words in early today because there's a lot of y'all. Excuse me. And I think a lot of y'all got something y'all want to say. So we're going to start off with area code 813 D-Soul. We're going to start off with his last words. All right, sir, you up. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, this is the soul of the Starship Smelly Pride, Friday 13, okay. Representing 813 Tampa, Florida. And just my famous quote is, you know, be careful what you read in the headlines because the head is always lying.
Ooh, I like that. That's pretty good.
And I'm out. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. All right. Thank you. See you tomorrow. All right. Maze, you're up.
Pay attention to details, and you will get it right every time. Just looking and not thinking, you'll get messed up. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you, Mel. You have a good day as well. All right. Mr. Michigan, are you there? Hello. Oh, he must have muted himself. All right. We'll come back and see in a minute. All right. Miss Ebony, you up, ma'am?
Oh, well, I just want to say violence is not acceptable against anybody, okay? And I was playing with you guys when I said she was okay to kind of slap him. It wasn't too hard. But, you know, at the same time, it is what it is. I still don't condone violence, and I think we can laugh about it, Pianke, but no, it's unacceptable to hit a woman, pull her hair, drag her down the stairs, do whatever you do. Whatever happened to chivalry? What happened to, you know, respecting females and looking after our female kind who bring you guys into the world? What can I say? Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Well done, Mr. Talk, for a great show, and welcome back.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And we're okay. Good to hear your voice. Have a good one. All right, let's see if Mr. Michigan ready now. You're ready, sir. Are you there? Going once, Mr. Michigan. Going twice. All right, he's out of there. Oh, last but not least, Joe, you're up.
I want to start a petition to let these virtual immigrants stop coming into my country with their fucking philosophies. That's what I want to start. All right? No more immigrants, virtually all through the Mexican border. How's that?
Okay. Well, we can discuss that a little bit tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. I can see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk. And I'm telling you, man, I couldn't ask for a better homecoming, that's for sure, a return, because y'all did the thing today, and I do appreciate it. I really do. The chat room, Antoinette, darling, you handling your business like always. Thank you so much. Hugs and kisses, hugs and kisses. Loving you to death. Oh, man. Now, once again, I want to publicly say to Cloud Nation Radio. Great job in my absence, man. Much love, much love. You did an outstanding job holding down the fort. Okay, well, you know, I did say loving you to life. I know that. Oh, I did say that. Okay. I did, too. Well, I love you to life, Antoinette. I love you to life. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, tomorrow's show, I'm telling you, man. Oh, I know this is going. This tomorrow's show may actually end up being a two-dayer. Okay? Two-dayer. Because we're talking immigration tomorrow. And, you know, there's a lot to do. And you know, I know most individuals or people just know about what's happening now with this immigration thing, but it goes further back than what you believe. And, whew, man, I'm telling you, when we get to talking about this thing tomorrow, I'm gonna, some of you going to just, you're going to be dumbfounded. I know I was when I was researching it. So, you know, get ready. Get ready. That's all I can say. Get ready. Because we're going to be here tomorrow. That's for sure. Well, it's not for sure, but hopefully I wake up in the morning, then we'll be here. I can't guarantee that. Okay. But if I'm awake and live, I'll be here. All right. Once again, we want to thank our sponsor, audibletrial.com, for supporting the show, sponsoring the show. And, you know, they have many books, man, many books and things for you to check out. So stop by there. Just use audibletrial.com/letstalk. And, you know, check it out. Join if you want to. But go on by and get the free book, man. Get the free one. You get 30 days free. So get you at least one of them. Yeah, I mean, it's free. Right? Okay. And let me know. All right. So till tomorrow, y'all. It's been a great one. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting Cloud Nation in my absence also. I felt very proud when I looked at some of the numbers. Once I got back and, you know, I was just floored. I really was. And I do appreciate y'all supporting him. And, you know, because that is my co-host. And he's done a wonderful job. So he's taking some time off now. And he deserved it. Trust me. If he did with some of y'all, I know he did. All right. But tomorrow we're going to be here. We're talking immigration. And, that's going to do it. All right. So the bottom line, my bottom line is basically keep your hands to yourself. You just keep your hands to yourself. If you do that, then you won't have to worry putting yourself in any compromising positions or anything like that. So now, if by chance your life is threatened, then by all means, do what you must do. And that's the way I live. If my life is threatened, and then the sex doesn't matter. I have to defend myself and my family. It's just that simple. But if it's just me and just, you know, just, nah, it's not even worth it. Men and women, I'm just going to tell you, because you both can go to jail here in Texas, all right? I'm just going to put it out there. I don't know about the mother states, but I know here you both will go to jail. So, you know, just keep your hands to yourself. Shoot. You know, man, learn to write notes or something. You know, you text each other in capital letters. You know, that means you're screaming, right? So text it in capital letters. Anyway, all right, y'all. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Once again, this has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Audible.com. I got to get up out of here. I'm Mr. Talk Man, and y'all know what? I'm going to play It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube right now, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good one. Peace out.
Gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up, but later as I hit the dope, thinking will I live another
the 24. I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.